I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, 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 chitlins. It's Andrew. I'm in my dressing room waiting to be summoned into our studio where my guests tonight are the co-stars of Hello, Dolly. Bernadette Peters, who looks exactly the same as she did 30 years ago. And Victor Garber, who's not only my neighbor, but my friend and an amazing guy. And what awaits them is that my team has made a Hello Dolly style headpiece. And I will be singing the beginning, the cold open of the show, which I nailed perfectly during rehearsal, but I'm sure will be completely off tune during the show. So you can look forward to that and a whole lot more. We've got a lot of fun planned, including a recreation of the famous It's Not About the Pasta scene from Vanderpump Rules with Bernadette Peters and Victor Garber. Oh, my God. Playing Lala and James. That's ridiculous. See you in the clubhouse.
Well, hello, Bernadette. Well, hello, Victor. It's so nice to have you back where you belong on Watch What Happens Live with the stars of Hello, Dolly on Broadway now. What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse, schwitzing my face off after doing that, spending Wednesday night with two people who put on their Sunday clothes for a living, which is confusing. My two guests are the new stars of Hello Dolly on Broadway, and I can only assume that rather than traveling by car tonight, they rode a wave of good reviews all the way, great reviews all the way to the clubhouse. Please welcome Broadway legend, three-time Tony recipient, and the woman who's lighting up the Great White Way as Dolly Gallagher, Levi. It is Bernadette Peters. And he stars opposite Bernadette as Horace Vandegelder, the well-known half a millionaire, who you probably also know from at least half a million other things. Welcome back, my friend and neighbor, Victor Garber. Great to see you. I just want to say, we have been doing this show a hair under 9 years. We've only had two standing ovations from our teeny audience. One was for Oprah Winfrey. The other was for the two of you. So, the bar, as Barnaby Tucker, he says, holy cabooses, but tonight he's making sure we all drink our juices. It's Bernadette and Victor's Hello Dolly co-star, who is also getting rave reviews and singled out all over the place, Charlie Stamp. Hey, man. Great to see you. Are you having fun on Broadway, Charlie?
Lots of fun, I am. Especially having lots of fun behind this bar.
Good, I'm glad. I want to get started by saying the reviews are great. No one knew how the show was going to go on after Bette Midler left. Well, did it ever. And it's so great. And it's like a whole new show. I saw it three times with Bette Midler. I will see it three times with the two of you. And I loved on opening night, there was a red carpet from the Schubert to Sardi's across the street. How exciting.
It was so exciting. I was thrilled. We had such a good time. It was such a great night.
Yes, it was great.
Such a great show.
Yes, the best.
We're having too much fun, actually.
Good.
He's the best person to be on stage with.
Well. He's the best person to be off stage with. Bernadette Peters and Victor Garber are taking your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, whether she's being Stephen Sondheim's foremost interpreter or letting Brandy have it as the evil stepmother in Cinderella. Bernadette Peters' entire career is truly unforgettable. Second, Victor Garber may currently be killing it in Hello, Dolly, but there's one role of his that I can never forget because the gay guys on my staff are so obsessed. Here's what, it's time for Titanic. We have pulled 37 gay guys on everything about the Titanic movie. You predict which items make these gay icebergs melt, okay?
Hey.
Who did the gay guys say they wanted as their daddy, Captain Smith or Thomas Andrews?
Oh.
Wow. Well, Captain Smith is more of a daddy than me, but I hope they said me.
They said Thomas Andrews. That's a landslide, Vic. Who did they say they had
a daddy even then?
Who has the most ferocious first class look, Molly Brown or Ruth DeWitt Bucketer?
Wow, I'm going with Molly.
Molly Brown, 60%. Where did they say they like their vacation sex? A parked car in storage or on a Chase lounge while being sketched?
I say a parked car in storage.
No, it was on a Chase lounge. Oh. Who makes their anchor drop?
Well, Jack Dawson? We're all different, you know what I mean?
Who makes their anchor drop? Jack Dawson or Cal Hockley?
Oh, Jack Dawson.
Yes, Jack Dawson. What did they say is a fiercer gay anthem, My Heart Will Go On, or a classical song being played during your demise?
I wish it was the classical song. God. It's My Heart Will Go On.
Yes, it is. What is their preferred escape plan? Women and children first, or by wig, get me on that lifeboat?
By wig.
Yes, you're right. Okay, last up. Fiercer party accessory, rescue whistle or life jacket?
Whistle.
Yes, they went with the whistle.
I'm doing awfully well.
Okay, one more. Which class would they rather, first class or steerage?
First class.
Of course, it's a landslide. Thank you very much. Finally, Bernadette Peters and Victor Garber have booked many Broadway shows in their illustrious careers. But when it comes to their Broadway etiquette books, what behavior makes the cut? Here's what I'm going to go through some potentially dicey theater scenarios. You both tell me if it makes you say, Hello, Dolly, or So Long, Dearie. Thoughts on people who make loud noises with their snacks during the show. Does it bug you?
So long, dearie.
Yes, you hate it. Thoughts on people who wear very casual clothes to the theater?
Hello, dearie.
Okay, a little bit of both.
It's okay, dearie.
Yes. Thoughts on people who applaud when an actor enters the stage, flattered or distracting?
No, Hello, Dolly.
Yes.
I'll let you know when it happens.
Yes, yeah. Thoughts on people who record performances on their phones? Horrible.
So long.
Yes. A-Rod was shooting the Bruce Springsteen thing.
That's not right.
Terrible. Thoughts on people who get up to use the restroom right in the middle of an emotional ballad?
Ooh, bad. So long, dearie.
Yes. Thoughts on people who secretly try to text during the show, but you can obviously see their light.
Get out. You should be killed.
Yes. You should be killed. Thoughts on people who are too excited and whistle or jump up and down after a song is completed. Is too excited bad?
No.
No,
you like it.
Yeah.
No. All right, thank you very much. So many questions coming in. Let's go to the phones. Betsy from Phoenix has a question for Bernadette Peters. What is it, Betsy?
Hi, Andy. My question is, what was going through your mind when Steve Martin licked your face in The Jerk? And was that something that was planned?
Was it planned when Steve Martin licked your face in The Jerk?
No. It was not. They planned it behind my back.
They did?
Yeah.
So that reaction that we're seeing is all...
Yeah, totally real.
Wow. Was there a lot of ad-libbing in that movie?
Not ad-libbing, but the great part was I would be lucky enough to ride in the car with them to work in the morning, and they'd be like writing the scenes in the car,
planning
what they were gonna do. Carl Reiner and Steve.
Oh.
Planning what they were gonna do that day.
Perfect.
So I was privy to it all.
Perfect. Victor, Callie S. said, since you played him in the 80s, what did you think of Michael Douglas's portrayal of Liberace in Behind the Candelabra? I didn't realize you played Liberace in the 80s.
Well, read my bio.
I need to see that.
No.
Well, guess what? I can't get through. There's only so many hours in the day. Your bio is really long.
No, it's okay. It's all right. Yes. It's all right. You can pass on it. You know, he was. I thought he was amazing.
Yes.
I thought he was amazing. Yeah.
Very
different from ours.
Did Liberace live to see your portrayal of him?
No, he was gone. Yes. Just gone.
This is a great question for both of you. Marissa L. texted, if you see a friend of yours in a really bad show, what do you say to them afterwards when you go backstage?
You were wonderful.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Encouragement.
No,
by
the
way,
no question about
yes.
it. Yes. All of you.
Yes, that's what you say.
If you come back to see me, loved it. You just say, loved it.
The hours I spent listening to Natasha Richardson talk about backstage protocol, it's a real thing.
It's very
it's real.
Yes.
People that think they have to come back and need to be honest.
Right.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yes.
No one cares.
Right. Let's go to Christy from Texas. Hey, Christy, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, my question's for Victor.
Okay.
With every TV show getting a reboot now, what do you think the chances are for Alias reboot?
Slim.
Okay.
No, I mean, for me, I know they're. I think they're going to do, but you know, I got blown up.
Oh, well, there you go.
So I
but do you think they would ever revisit that character with Jen?
It would be odd.
Right.
Because she's a mother, three.
Right.
But I think I think the idea of Alias and the family and the spies, I think they'll probably, so I think they're probably working on that now.
Bernadette.
I'd like to be in it, by the way.
Yes, I would like you to, too. Bernadette, Ben R. emailed, on a scale from 1 to 10, how would you rate the TV show Smash?
Yeah, it was on for 2 seasons, and I'd give it like an 8 3/4.
All right, not bad. Victor, I love this question. Shayna S. said, your husband is hot, hot, hot. How did you two meet? How did you meet? I don't know this.
First of all, I'm on the show.
Yes.
We met through Neil Marin, who produced Smash, one of the producers of Smash, and Cinderella, where Bernadette and I crossed paths at one point.
Wow.
And he introduced us.
Very good. Let's go to Allie from Mississippi. Hey, Allie, what's your question for Bernadette Peters?
Hey, Andy. Me and my husband watch you every night.
Thank you.
My question is for Bernadette. Okay. Did you ever see Susan Leachy or Reba as Annie Oakley in the Broadway play Annie Get Your Gun? If so, what did you think?
Did you ever see Susan Leachy or Reba McEntire in Annie Get Your Gun?
No, I didn't see them. I heard Reba was fantastic.
Yeah.
I didn't see either.
People have said Reba would be a good Bernadette replacement in Hello, Dolly as well. What do you think about that?
I think it could be a great character, personality. Anybody really could come in.
Emily P. wants to know if you were surprised that Patti LuPone ended her feud and worked with Andrew Lloyd Webber again for the Grammy performance of Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
Was I surprised? Was that the question?
Yeah.
No, because I think she was brilliant at the Grammys, and I think anytime you're asked to do something that you're so fabulous in, and she probably loved, she just got up and did it.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's go to Heaven from Charleston with a question for Victor.
Hi.
Heaven, hello.
Hi.
It's Heaven calling.
Wow.
Heaven's calling.
Talking to Heaven.
That's me.
Hi.
Victor, when is the last time you talked to Jennifer Garner, and how is she doing since her split from Ben?
I missed the first part.
When was the last time you spoke to Jennifer Garner, and how is she doing post everything? You married the two of them.
I did, yes.
Yeah.
I did. That's my other line of work. I spoke to her like a couple of days ago. She's doing really well. Her children are great, and she's working, and she's extraordinary.
Well, it's game time, everybody. And Hello, Dolly on Broadway. Bernadette and Victor play to an enthralled audience of roughly 1,400. But I wonder how their talents will translate to an audience of like 30 drunk people and a stuffed version of my dog. Let's find out with Clubhouse Playhouse. We're going to be doing the iconic pasta fight from Vanderpump Rules. Bernadette and Victor, you will be taking on the iconic roles of Lala and James. I will be playing Logan. Let's grab our wigs and go to the green screen. Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
I know you both love Raquel. She's going to move in with me.
Well, are you excited about it?
Yeah, I get to go to bed with a sexy brunette supermodel every night. Are you excited that I'm happy in a relationship finally?
Barely.
Do you have a problem with that?
Honey, did you not see them at your who?
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday?
What happened at See You Next Tuesday?
We ate all her pasta and she didn't give us permission.
I'm going to leave.
Are you out of your mind right now?
Raquel offered me her pasta.
Don't mess with my girl or I will mess with your fat man. He's going to get bored of you and he's going to move on to the next pretty blonde.
Stop, stop, stop.
Learn your place or you're gonna really learn quick when you look next to you and I'm not there anymore.
Listen, Lala, I'm sorry.
I told you that I ate Raquel's pasta and that's how you come for me?
It's not about the pasta. Get over the pasta. Read between the lines. It ain't about the pasta. It's not about the pasta.
And scene. I know you were dear friends with Mary Tyler Moore.
Yes.
Tell me something that people didn't know about her.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Well,
or would be surprised to know.
Surprised? Well, they know that she had a great sense of humor and she also was America's sweetheart, but she used to call me and leave messages on my phone because I would be working late at night and I'd hear her say, "Wake up, you slut!"
I love that. That's great.
That's a good one.
That's something that no one knows. Margaret, I texted this for both of you. Hardest role for you to perform in your career?
Arcadia?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Was the most difficult to get a grasp, but yes. Then it became, it freed me once I got there.
Uh-huh.
But it was a hard role.
That was a play
Tom
on Broadway.
Stoppard.
Tom Stoppard.
Yeah,
was
very
complex.
Really
to
difficult
sing. Yeah.
Play to kind of I had to read it four times before I even had a clue.
Wow. Wow.
But I'm stupid.
What about you?
The hardest role?
Yes. She,
you know, I usually don't take them on unless I have an inkling
can...
that I can sort of. And they're getting easier as I get older.
Wow.
So I would say maybe, you know. There's more to come, probably, that are going to be hard.
Good. Well, I love that answer. Yeah. It is time for my mazel of the day, and it goes to young Victor Garber for his role in the movie Godspell.
Oh, boy.
You know what? Jesus Christ in clown makeup could get it, Victor. And I would like to go on record as saying, when I first saw Mork from Ork, I knew that bitch stole your look, man. I was like, excuse me. Tonight's Jackal goes to this group of penguins that is mesmerized by a yo-yo. You know, I almost wanted to ask, who would ever be that mesmerized by something? But then I remembered this moment from last week.
Hold up, yeah, on the dance floor. All the bitches wanna roll, yeah, I'm on the floor. We're doing it right, let's go. Hold up, get loose. Who's up, who's who?
People have been making fun of me mercilessly for that. I just want you to know. I want to thank Bernadette, Victor, and Charlie. Everybody go see Hello, Dolly. It is so great, you guys. You are gonna love it. Hey, everybody, it's the After Show with Bernadette Peters, Victor Garber, and Charlie Stemp. Charlie Stemp, is this your Broadway debut in Hello, Dolly?
It is indeed, yes.
Wow, how exciting. What was that opening night? I mean, it's such an iconic show, but opening night of your Hello, Dolly with the red carpet to Sardi's, what was that night like for you?
It was special. I'll never forget it. And also to be with such amazing people is an extra bonus, really.
Yes.
And being here is just wonderful. I'm loving every second of it. Really.
That's great. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. This is Angela, and I'm calling from Northern Virginia slash D.C.
Cool. What's your question?
Well, I just want to say I love Watch What Happens Live, and I enjoy your Insta story about your fight with your neighbor in the trash.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. And my question's for Victor.
Okay.
Hi. So, Victor, could you please answer the decade-old question from Titanic? Do you think that Jack and Rose could have fit on that door?
People feel that Rose really could have made room for him and that he didn't have to go, Victor.
But you wouldn't be watching that movie over and over.
Yes,
and over.
Right. Yeah, it's like, and then we got back to the mainland and we realized that we could never work and we never saw each other again.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, right, right.
I mean, it kind of, it was a perfect ending.
Were you surprised, are you super surprised that people are still talking to you about that movie?
Yes and no. I mean, I when I was making it, I never expected it to have the response that it did. I think none of us, maybe Jim Cameron thought that, but we actors were like, how long is this going to take?
Right.
And then when I saw it, the premiere, I thought, oh, this is an amazing achievement. And
right.
I was so proud to be a part of it. But when you're making something like that, you never know.
Wasn't that a huge pain in the ass to make? Didn't it take forever and a nightmare?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really, really, that was hard.
Yeah.
It was hard. And it was, we were in a small town in Rosarito, Mexico, and it was an odd, like 6-7 months I was there.
Who was your best friend in the cast?
You know, David Warner and Jonathan Hyde and the captain, all the older Brits. We played Scrabble.
Nice. I love it. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
This is Jennifer from Orlando, Florida.
Hey, Jennifer, what's your question?
My question is for Bernadette. If you can only sing one song for the rest of your life, which would it be?
Oh, great question.
Oh, my God. That's so hard.
It's a nightmare.
You know, because different songs have different moods. And,
of course.
And I'm so lucky that usually the show I'm in at the time, I love being
in. Right, you love the score,
I love singing.
Do you ever, when you're home and you're in, so when you're in Hello, Dolly, would you ever sing a song from the show when you're walking around the house cleaning up or in the shower?
I sing Hello Charlie to my dogs.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Do you listen to the radio a lot? Do you listen to music all the time?
I don't when I'm in a show. The show kind of permeates me and I keep myself just in that
insulated
show.
By that.
Yes, I do.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. It's Erica from Virginia.
Hey, Erica, what's your question?
My question is for both of your guests. Did either of you get a chance to speak with Bette Midler or David Hyde Pierce about your roles, and did they offer you any advice?
What advice did Bette give you?
She actually gave me her research. She had these books of research, the different scripts and where it came from and different things like that.
Wow. And did you read that research?
I started to, and I think I'll just stick with this script.
Right.
And David was very sweet. He said, where are you from? I said, from Queens. He said, oh, you're perfect for this role.
Right. Did you talk to David at all?
Yes. But I never really talked to him about the role. We're very close friends, and I didn't want to. So I went to see him.
Yeah.
And I just went backstage. And it was before I knew. I guess I knew I was doing it. And then at that point, and he just embraced me and said, this will be such a great thing for you to do.
Wow.
And he came to see it the other night.
That's nice.
He was beyond generous.
And did you see it with Bat in it?
I did.
You did?
I did.
And did that, when you're sitting there, did you know you were playing it when you saw it? You didn't?
No, I didn't know.
Oh, okay.
I just enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And didn't picture myself in it or anything.
Really? You didn't?
I came back and she said, you should do this after me. And I went, nah, I don't think so.
Really? I mean, but when you were watching it, was there any moment where you were like, I could,
No, you know, it's really interesting. When they asked me to do it, I said, okay, wait, I went and I read it. I went back into the source material. I read The Matchmaker. I went back to Lincoln Center Library and watched Carol Channing, because
really?
I did see the last time she did it on Broadway.
Did or did not?
I did.
Yeah.
And I loved her in it.
Uh-huh.
Loved her in it. Of course, I don't do it anything like her
no,
at all.
No, not whatsoever.
Except I liked some of her stuff that I stole.
Uh-huh.
And then when I read it, I went, oh, I could maybe do something with it.
Well, is there a moment that you can tell me that is inspired by Carol Channing's?
Yes. So. The solo eating scene.
Uh-huh.
So
that was really, that really originated with her. And that's such a great vaudevillian, almost.
It is.
Yeah.
Totally.
What are you actually eating something during that scene? Are they like airy pop chips, or are you eating something?
There is some food. Yeah, there is some food. Yes.
Actual, real food.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And are you eating any of it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I am. Like the giblets are actually soy, you know, but they're delicious.
Wow.
I'm eating those. I'm eating the turkey.
Wow. Yeah. Is there actually turkey there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm. Okay. All right. Sorry. I've seen the show a bunch of times. I just have to know. Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, this is Rob from Philadelphia. Hi, Andy.
Hey, Rob. What's your question?
Hi. My question is for both Bernadette and Victor. But before that, I just wanted to tell them Broadway is so lucky to have them both back where they belong.
I agree. I agree.
Thank you, Rob.
My question for both Bernadette and Victor is, you were both in the 1997 TV movie of Cinderella. I'd love to know, what was your favorite memory of working with the late, great Whitney Houston?
Oh, I'd like to know that, too.
You know, I didn't do anything with her, really.
Oh, no.
We crossed paths, and she was there with her daughter, who she adored, and Bobby was, you know, her husband. They were a family, and they were there. And I know Brandy was in awe of her, and she was beautiful in the show and did a great job.
Did you interact with her?
No, she had finished before I got there, so I just had, you know, unfortunately, only Whoopi to work with.
Oh, well.
What
do you think of Whoopi's idea that she come in Hello, Dolly?
Great.
She'd be great.
She'd be amazing.
No shade to Whoopi Goldberg, but don't you have to... can Whoopi sing the part?
Nothing Whoopi's capable of.
Yeah, anything. Right. Yeah.
She can do anything.
Yeah.
So, yes, is my
good
answer,
Victor.
Well,
everybody, give it up for Bernadette Peters, Victor Garber, and Charlie Stemp. You can see them all in Hello, Dolly. It is so wonderful. For more, click around Bravo TV. I'll come.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.